Hi folks, I'm back cutting through the matrix, and I call it a matrix because it's a system where with lots and lots of rooms in it, you might say, and floors in all directions, and most folk go through their lives never questioning anything at all because you're indoctrinated from birth, really. Your parents indoctrinated you because they were indoctrinated. They don't know. And as I say, all mammals look towards, all young mammals look towards the elders to warn them against dangers. And if it doesn't happen, then those young mammals will be prey, easy prey to predators. And it's the same with people too. If you're not told to beware and watch out and that what you're taught in school isn't necessarily true, and very often it's not true, because they're always changing history, then, of course, you have no idea. You'll accept it and take it for granted. And you have your peer group, your generational group, who are all indoctrinated in the same way. And so you can talk amongst yourselves and all agree with your indoctrination. It all seems quite natural. And everything is propaganda. And I've gone through even the Royal Institute for International Affairs so many times before because it was formed to be the embryo of world government and to take over the world. And it was based in the city of London. It's still on the go, of course, big time, and they have societies in every nation across the world today. And one of the American branches is called Council on Foreign Relations. So they supply all the journalists. Winston Churchill even talked about the fact that they, at that time during World War II, under different names, because they hadn't come out with their official name at that time, but he said that, "I'm surprised these guys have helped foment wars and even dragged Britain into the wars." And then, because they're so wealthy and they own the publishing companies, they then write history for the children to learn, a fake history of why things happened. So we're living in intense propaganda, and that's the term, the real name for it, propaganda. It's the art of running millions and millions of people's minds without them ever knowing and getting them to do or think or behave in the way that you want them to think or behave. And it's quite a simple thing when you have pretty well total control of the world's media. And the culture industry is a big, big part of it too, that churns out the movies with predictive programming, etc., and all the dramas that you soak up through your lifetime watching television. Now, I've mentioned Jacques E. Lull quite a few times, a great philosopher and historian who churned out books to do with so many topics, but mainly along how men think, how people think, and again, propaganda. And what he said was, in one of his books, it was called The Formation of Men's Attitudes, he says, propaganda must also furnish an explanation for all happenings. That's what your media furnishes you every day. A key to understanding the whys and the reasons for economic and political developments. News loses its frightening character when it offers information for which the listener already has a ready explanation in his mind. You've already been prepped, you see, but with previous news, or for which he can easily find one. The great force of propaganda lies in giving modern man all-embracing, simple explanations and massive doctrinal causes, without which he could not live with the news. And it's true, if you were to suddenly have amnesia, and you'd have maybe a recall to do with previous wars and things, and how, say, for Nazis were bad, they wanted to take over the world. And then, but because of the amnesia, you didn't know what your own country was anymore. And you saw what your country was up to, or where you were living, what it was up to, with fomenting wars, geopolitics across the Middle East, one country after another. You'd have to put them in the same category as Hitler. Understand that? Or the Soviet Union has expanded their empire. Same thing. And slaughtering people across the world. That'd be a breakdown if you were actually sane and came to that conclusion. A lot of folk actually do have breakdowns when they realize what their country happens to really, really be and what they're doing. So how can one person in one other country be really nasty and evil when your own people are doing the same thing? And even in a bigger scale, by the way. And slaughtering folk across the world, plundering the resources, and giving you full propaganda at home as to the reasons why they're doing it. Always blaming the guy they're going to invade, of course. Always. Always, you see. Simple explanations and massive doctrinal causes without which you could not live with the news, says Jacques E. Lull. So if you can remember that, you'll understand why your media is all in collusion with the same stories on every topic, especially with Syria, and you've got the same thing. We had it with Libya. We had it with Iraq, Afghanistan, and so on. And they want to also do the same with Iran. They even published the countries they want to take out back in the 90s with the project for the new American century. And they're going through the same ones. And most folk have no memory, so they can't put it together. They think it's just a happening. You know, the hippies used to say it's a happening. Things just happen, you see. Now, it says here too, modern propaganda reaches individuals enclosed in the mass and as participants in that mass. Yet it also aims at the crowd, but not only as a body composed of individuals. What does it mean? First of all, that the individual never is considered as an individual, but always in terms of what he has in common with others, such as his motivations, his writings, or his myths. And what he means by that, you see, your whole culture is given to everyone around you, especially your peer group and your generation, of course. And that's what you do. You bounce off ideas to other people around you to see if they accept it. And if it's accepted by them as well and promoted by them, then you must be quite sane. You understand? Of course, if you bounce something out there and you've broken out of your conditioning, you'll see them all stare at you like you're crazy. It's very, very simple. And he also said propaganda tends to make the individual live in a separate world. That's the idea. He must not have outside points of reference. So they chuck real histories away into the academia, because academia is all on board with this big global agenda. He must not be allowed a moment of meditation or reflection. Instead, successful propaganda will occupy every moment of the individual's life. Through posters and loudspeakers, when he's out walking, through the radio and newspapers at home, through meetings and movies in the evening. And that was from Propaganda, the Formation of Men's Attitudes, as a chapter. And that's what you get. You're bombarded with simple explanations as to why the world is the way it is and why your government must do what they tell you that it must do. And of course to use all of you as an army and as the taxpayers to fund it all for the gang at the top that already have control of your countries. And they've had it for a long, long time. An awful long time. He also said that a related point central in Alal's thesis is that modern propaganda cannot work without education. You must have your basic indoctrination first. That's so important for subsequent propaganda to take effect. He thus reverses the widespread notion that education is the best prophylactic against propaganda. On the contrary, he says, education, or what usually goes by that word in the modern world, is the absolute prerequisite for propaganda. It says, in fact, education is largely identical with what he calls pre-propaganda, the conditioning of minds with vast amounts of incoherent information already dispensed for ulterior purposes and posing as facts and as education. He says, to make the organization of propaganda possible, the media must be concentrated. See, they're all the top characters in media, newspapers and television, and definitely the owners of them, are all members of one organization, the Council on Foreign Relations. One organization runs the world's media. And it says, concentrated, and the number of news agencies reduced. The press brought under single control. Well, most of them get all their media, all their information from Reuters, you see. And radio and film and movies and monopolies established. Well, we've had that for how long in Hollywood? Radio and film monopolies established. The effect will still be greater if the various media are concentrated in the same hands. And they are, you see. And that was also from the Formation of Men's Attitudes. And he also says, too, Stalinist propaganda was in great measure founded on Pavlov's theory of the conditioned reflex. Hitlerian propaganda was in great measure founded on Freud's theory of repression and libido. American propaganda is founded on great measure in John Dewey, his theory of teaching. And so he goes through all the methods by which you've already been brainwashed, you understand. And he says too, each medium is particularly suited to a certain type of propaganda. The movies and human contacts are the best social media for sociological propaganda in terms of social climate, slow infiltration, progressive inroads, and overall integration. Public meetings and posters are more suitable tools for providing shock propaganda, intense but temporary, leading to immediate action. So you have all the gestures, they get the fists up and the whole bit, you know, and these drawings. The press tends to shape general views radio is likely to be an instrument of international action and psychological warfare, whereas the press is used domestically. Direct propaganda aimed at modifying opinions and attitudes must be preceded by propaganda that is sociological in character. Sociological propaganda can be compared to plowing, direct propaganda to sowing. You cannot do one without doing the other first. And that was also from his book Propaganda, The Formation of Men's Attitudes. So, you understand, most folk are living in a dream world. They don't know. They don't know. They think they're sane. But as I say, stand back and say, compare what your country is doing. Compare the propaganda you get on a daily basis with experts always coming on telling you why you must go invade this country and then the one after it and the one after that and the one after that and so on. When they say invade, you know, they're slaughtering lots of people. And you've paid for it all through your tax money. As you at home are put into under pretty well what is generally called martial law. With ID cards and everything. Can't you get it? How can you say, okay, Hitler was bad, Stalin was bad, our guys are good? It's the same techniques, same kind of lies, very simplistic propaganda. And everyone goes along with it because that's all you get access to.